The assigned task is to determine whether NSPS is operating in a fair, transparent, and effective manner, and also whether it's whether the design that it created to implement NSPS really achieves its initial goals. So we're going to be gathering information from reports of people who've already done reviews, like the Government Accountability Office, the IG from the Defense Department, and then we're going to be gathering information on our own and then put together an analysis and a set of recommendations.
And so you'll talk to people who have been, you know, employed under the NSPS system and get them to grade how well or badly they think their evaluations are going and what they think of the system, or is that how you'll do it?
Yes, we will have some opportunity to speak with people who are currently under the NSPS system to find out from those who provide the evaluations whether they received the kind of training and leadership development that they needed, and from those who've received the evaluations how well they evaluated their supervisors.
Well, I just want to ask, this thing has been studied every 6 ways to Sunday. It's like a patient that's been prodded every way you possibly can. Do you think, what else is there to learn factually about NSPS?
Well, when I, with all due respect to those who've looked at it before, it seems to me that at least some of those who've reviewed have reviewed it from a point of view of trying to prove what they thought it ought to prove when they started their review.
Mm-hmm. So that you don't think some of the studies were that objective?
That's correct. And so I'm hoping that we'll have a fair and objective opportunity, that we'll conduct a fair and objective review of NSPS and provide some recommendations.
We're talking this morning to Bob Tobias, Director of Public Sector Executive Education at American University, and he's on a panel that will be evaluating the effectiveness of the NSPS system and whether or not that's actually working, the National Security Personnel System at the Department of Defense. Now, some of the key, I think, opponents of NSPS have been the unions. And the American Federation of Government Employees, one of the harshest critics they have brought, they and other unions have brought lawsuits to bear to stop this from reaching the people who are in collective bargaining units. So how will they be brought into this process?
Well, they certainly have been vigorous opponents, and so far successful vigorous opponents. And so I'm positive that the committee will want to be speaking to those union leaders about their fears about this system and how they see how it's been implemented.
Yeah, there's people that have absolute positions on both sides of this, but I wanted to ask you, in your management education experience, just as a general question and not related to NSPS or not asking you to have any prior conclusion, but in any way, in a general sense, is it possible to have compatibility between pay for performance, you know, small uncapitalized pay for performance, and collective bargaining agreements? Is that possible? Is that doable?
Well, actually, there are collective bargaining agreements in the federal government now where pay is bargained and where pay for performance systems have been created. Two of the most prominent are in the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and the Securities and Exchange Commission. So they have, and also in FAA with the controllers. Those are three areas where unions did bargain and create pay-for-performance systems.
So we know it's possible.
We do.
And so what's your timeline on this? When do you expect to have this completed?
We're supposed to make a presentation to the board that created us in the last part of July, and then a full report in the last part of August.
And so you're in the process of compiling all this. How many people, beside the three of you, how many other people are working on this?
I don't know. We're going to have an initial organizing meeting, and then I'll find out.
Okay.
We've been assured that we'll have as many as we need.
You're going to need some staff to do the kind of digging I think you're going to need to do, right?
No question.
Yeah, no question.
No question.
And you're working as a volunteer, right?
Yes, this is one of my charitable contributions.